Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin has pledged to track down and punish all those behind Friday's attack that killed more than 130 people, but he has not publicly mentioned the Islamist militant group in connection with the attackers. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Putin asserts that some on the Ukrainian side had prepared to help them get across the border. Ukraine has repeatedly denied any role in the attack, which Putin also blamed on international terrorism. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said it was typical of Putin and, quote, other thugs to seek to divert blame. The White House said the U.S. government shared information with Russia earlier this month about a planned attack in Moscow and issued a public advisory to Americans in Russia on March 7th. It said Islamic State bore sole responsibility for the attack. Russian officials have bristled at public comments made by the U.S. on the attack and say its investigators must be allowed to make their own findings.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Air and artillery strikes pounded targets in Gaza Sunday as UN Chief Antonio Guterres called for a surge of aid into the besieged territory he said was stalked by horror and starvation. Other world leaders added their voices to that of Guterres in appealing for an immediate ceasefire and a halt to Israeli plans to send in troops against militants in Gaza's crowded southern city of Rafah. A member of Israel's war cabinet said on Sunday he would quit the national emergency government should proposed legislation that continues to exempt ultra-Orthodox Jews from mandatory military service be passed into the law. Centrist cabinet member Benny Gantz. Israel's defense minister has also come out against the bill, signaling opposition within Netanyahu's party. This is VOA News. Simon Harris, who is set to become Ireland's youngest ever prime minister after being appointed party leader on Sunday, will be hoping his social media skills and fresh face can save his party's flagging fortunes as elections loom. The 37-year-old, who the media has already dubbed the TikTok Taoiseach, the name for the Irish prime minister, beats the previous record holder. His predecessor, Leo Varadkar, who was 38 when he took the top job in 2017, after Varadkar's shocking resignation Wednesday, Harris jumped into the race to lead the center-right governing party and become prime minister by default. Sunday was a day many Senegalese voters had been waiting for, with elections to replace outgoing president Macky Sall. VOA Nairobi bureau chief Mariam Ajalo is in Dakar and has this report.
Observers from many organizations are present, including some from the European Union. Malin Bjork, who heads the group, which arrived in early January, held a news conference Sunday morning. She notes the material was in place and the rules were followed by all voting centers. Senegal has always been seen as a stable democracy in a region plagued by coups, until recently when President Sall tried unsuccessfully to postpone last month's elections by 10 months. While Sall said he would not seek a third term, his critics accused him of wanting to hold on to power. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Dakar, Senegal.
Over 130 of the nearly 300 abducted schoolchildren in Nigeria's north were freed on Sunday after weeks in captivity. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The children were rescued more than 124 miles away from their school in Kaduna, according to a Nigerian military statement. In the northwestern state of Kaduna, 287 students were marched into the forests as terrified families watched helplessly. No group has claimed responsibility for the kidnapping, which locals have blamed on bandit groups known for mass killings and kidnappings for ransom. Nigeria's president vowed to return all the children home without paying a dime. However, ransom is usually paid by the children's families and not mentioned by authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mexican authorities said Sunday 58 people have been located out of the 66 reported kidnapped in the gang-plagued northwestern state of Sinaloa. Since Friday, Sinaloa state and federal authorities had been investigating a mass kidnapping reported in working-class neighborhoods of the state capital. The state government initially said 25 people had gone missing, but later updated the figure to 66. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.